what sort of brought music into your life? You know, a lot of times it's the church or something like that, but what was it for you?
Well, really, it's just like I was hanging around. I used to go stay my mum's joint when I was a kid in the holidays, and we were hanging around, and my stepdad was there. He played a bit of guitar, so he, like, showed us a couple of chords, and we learned a couple of songs, and they had, like, songbooks and stuff laying around, and the other stuff, like Beatles songbooks and Bob Dylan stuff. So I taught myself guitar for the first few years, sort of just using things like that, and my dad played a lot of music in the house. He had a band when he was younger in California, and had a big music collection, so I was able to listen to music pretty much all the time. He was always playing.
The bluesy nature of your music, is that some sort of connection to your American heritage?
It wasn't something that I was specifically thinking about doing completely off my own back. It was one of my things I was interested in, but that's sort of just come about with circumstances and people I met doing that. After I left high school, and I wasn't really doing a lot, just busking and stuff. And there's people that I met who had a gig going, and just play guitar with them. So I sort of started doing that, but I feel like I probably could just did really any sort of music. I kind of feel like whatever style you do is besides the point, really. The type of musician you are probably will come out in any style you do.
Yeah.
And it's just, the fundamentals of it is not really maybe about the style. It's another invisible thread going in there.
Yeah. I guess the whole thing looks of a different time, you know, in a good way. You know, like it's sort of more honest, and it's a man and a guitar, you know, in his words.
To be honest, I played just with myself and a guitar at the start, because there wasn't anybody really. After high school, it seemed like, oh shit, all the fun has dried up because everybody went and got a job. And I still just wanted to keep on hanging around and playing guitar and drinking beer and stuff at that time, not anymore. I was just sort of on my own doing that. Like I said, I met up with some people and we were doing things, but I guess also just to get money and that, I busked for years. And so that style of music sort of suited me, because the era of the blues I was into was a lot of solo, you know, guitar player, singer stuff. And it was quite satisfying as a guitar player and a singer. It's they played a good sort of, I don't know what you call it, so, you know, pop, self-accompanying sort of guitar styles and bass lines going, little melody bits and...
And did you do some big miles in that big country of yours?
I didn't in the start because no one wanted to give me a gig anywhere. But I have now.
Seems to be quite a strong kind of folk Americana blues country kind of scene in Australia now, as you know, maybe off the back of the Byron Blues Fest or something. Is that the case?
I feel like it's sort of taken off everywhere, you know. I guess when I first went into Melbourne, I must have been 23, it must have been 97 or something. Is that right? And the stuff that I was doing was not popular then. I couldn't really get a gig anywhere. But I think lots of things have happened. You know, probably even bands the White Stripes and Jack White, people like that, sort of talking to the rock and roll crowd about Sunhouse and different sort of old blues singers. And you got even movies. It sounds dumb to say, but I saw it happen. Brother, we're out there and stuff. All of a sudden, there's banjo shops and shit cropping up everywhere, and Fitzroy and stuff. And I think there's just been some sort of, you know, cultural things that are just dropped here and there, in film or music or whatever. It certainly had a resurgence, I think, everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
Not just blues, but as you said, all that old Americana shit.
They're good stories, you know, honest stories. Do you bring any kind of modern themes into the songwriting?
Well, I just I don't try to think in terms of old theme or modern. It's just like I just try and make it feel universal, whatever it is. I think that's just probably the most songwriters. And it doesn't matter what the story is. You got to find what's the thread that cuts through all that.
How's Nashville? Is it?
It's all right, you know. It's like everybody is like, you know, like, it's all this, I don't know what's happening. Sunglasses now. You get like long hand sunglasses.
Yeah.
Cowboy. I'm not going to do any of that, but it's good. Because I'm not really in like the country thing, I don't know if I could join like any club here or whatever. But there's like tons of real good guitar shops. There's like a bunch of joints I like eating at. And I got friends here that I like hanging with. And they got real good guitar shops here. That's cool. And you can go on like Craigslist and there's like tons of like real good guitars and stuff because the town's full of like guitar players and things.
Yep.
And you know, lots of recording studios and I guess tons of people you can get good advice from.
Have you, you've played here a few times, eh? Did you? Because I saw you out here with Queens of the Stone Age. That's kind of quite an interesting kind of clash of styles, isn't it? Of
I tell you, well, funny you should say that because you should check out on Instagram today. They just, Josh and I did a Zara rendition of Silent Night.
Right.
As a limited 7-inch record for like a charity thing for Christmas. And it sounds, if you close your eyes and listen to it, you could be listening to like Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. It's really weird.
Weird's good,
eh? When I hear it, I can't really imagine what was going through my head when I said, yeah, let's do this. It's kind of cool, but it's so weird, yeah. He's kind of like doing his own thing, Josh, and that's cool. I knew he was a fan for a while. Yeah, it was a real fun gig to do that. A good bunch of guys to hang with.
Yeah. You're playing a couple of nice places in New Zealand. I've just seen here you're playing at Te Awanga in Hawke's Bay. That's a beautiful place.
Oh, awesome. Looking forward to it. I got my tour manager in New Zealand. He gets excited when we go there. He always takes me on day trips.
What's the reception like when you get back to Australia? Is you know, people, I don't know, we always get pretty stoked when someone does well overseas and comes home. You know, they always get a reception. Do you get that?
Yes, it's good. You got to treat them a bit mean. Don't give them too much love, just every once in a while.
Really good talking to you. I look forward to the show and have a good tour, a good time in Greece and all that food, mate. Enjoy.
Thank you very much. I'll see you over there.
Okay, mate.
Have a good one.
Cheers.
Bye.
I was dancing with my baby late in the afternoon when a rhythm take a hold of me right away in my shoes. It was a rocking little record my baby called Little Boogaloo. There's stuff all over town. You hear them playing on the car radio with the top rolled down. Yeah, and I sing it all the way back home when the working day is done. This weekend, me and my baby going out and have some fun. We gon' boogaloo, oh. Don't ever, never say we're through. We gon' boogaloo. I go down a local record bar after I get paid. Take the money out my pocket. The world can't do me no harm. Walking through my baby's house, a 45 record on the mound. You know my baby, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh boy, she come to the door that day. Say, what's that thing you got there? I wanna hear that record play. I throw my coat down on the dresser, a baby kicking off her shoes. put the needle on a rag and my men, we doing that boogaloo.